The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My pants gave me so much motivation this week. Let me break it down. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I know you know what I'm talking about when you have your regular clothes you wear every day, and then suddenly they're not fitting right. Mm. And by no means am I saying that I'm overweight or anything. I used to be 60 plus pounds heavier. So that in my head, it's always there, right? That's a whole different conversation. But these pants weren't fitting right. And so I hadn't worn them since last year. Mm. Because every time I put them on, I feel bad about myself.
A little tight around the waist?
Otto. And so I said, what are you going to do? You just going to buy bigger pants? No. What you're going to do is you're going to get in the gym and you're going to work out. And so 3 or 4 days a week, I've been doing it. I've been trying
You've
to
eat. You've been pretty good, like the last month or so.
Yeah. And I've been eating less ice cream than I had been. I switched Ooh. To Halo. And I finally grabbed these pants that I really love. And I put them on yesterday. And they weren't as tight.
Oh.
Did they fit me like I want them to fit me? No. But man, did I feel so... It made
That's a horrible
day.
Feeling when you go to buckle your pants and the flab's in the way.
Oh, Otto.
God.
Because I am thin, but it's kind of a facade because I'm not toned. So I have like a lot of... You know, because I used to be really heavy. I'm just being full disclosure. I used to be really heavy.
You know...
Loose skin, some stretch marks. But my pants
It happens,
fit.
But today is not the day... Today is not the day where we celebrate or talk about the negatives. We celebrate the win, and the win is the pants fit.
We're gonna go with that, Ant, because yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, really, it
you
is.
You know what I'm talking about, Otto. I know that sometimes you'll put a shirt on, you'll come into the room.
Oh, and I have the tester tee, is what I call
What's
it.
What's a tester tee?
The tester tee is a t-shirt that I've had since college, and if that tester tee doesn't fit me right, that means it's time to hit the gym a little bit harder.
Yeah, when it looks like medium, small.
When it gets a little tight around the arms, yeah. get a little tight around the waist. Yeah, yeah, it's time to go a little harder in the gym and maybe a little less on the food.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? When you're out of town, you don't eat as much, Otto.
No, I don't eat as much because I don't have a wife that feeds me, and you are the only one who goes to the store. So basically, when I'm by myself, I just don't eat. And so, like, I'm going out of town today, and I'll probably lose a good 5-10 pounds over the weekend because I just don't eat.
That is awful. You're so lazy.
That's not lazy.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's the fact that I just don't have time because I'm so busy that during all that time.
We're always busy.
Yeah, but
you find ways
to cook all the time. And the other thing is, you buy ice cream and you buy treats and you buy things that I don't buy. I won't buy those things. Okay. If they're in the house, I'll eat them. I'll eat them all day, but if they're not around, I won't eat them.
Didn't you just buy like a big basket of chicken tenders?
I bought 50 chicken tenders because I was gonna be by myself for a week, which was a horrible idea because my stomach was so messed up.
By day two, he's like, I don't want any more chicken tenders. I said, so you spent $68. You're going to eat those chicken tenders?
That was too much protein for me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I am like the first person to tell my husband Automatic, oh man, you never make surprises. You never make date night. You never do this, that. And then he'll like try to surprise me. And I'm like, why did you do that? You know, I don't even like that. I don't even want to go there. Why'd you order me that? Like, why didn't you ask me first? Like, because I'm trying to surprise you.
Dana returned like my 10th Christmas gift, that's when I just stopped buying her Christmas gifts. I was like, I just give her cash now. Or I say, hey, let's go to the store and you can pick something out.
Honey, cash is king. All right. Anyway, the down of the DM earlier, Samantha contacted me. Her boyfriend Jack was in the bathroom talking to someone else. He took $1,000 from their account and they wouldn't tell her why. So, of course, she was suspicious. Of course, she was upset. Come to find out he was doing something nice for her. It did not go down in the DM.
Sam hasn't seen her mom in over a year, and she's been missing her. I got a bonus at work last quarter. I thought it'd be a nice way to spend it.
Oh, my gosh.
On her.
Oh, my God.
It's your mom, Sam.
You're so stupid. Why didn't you just tell me?
Because I wanted to surprise you. You know, you're always saying I don't make plans, and now I did.
And you ruined it. And it was a good plan. It was a beautiful plan. It was so thoughtful, so well thought out. And I started thinking, Otto, I think because we're married now, I'm more comfortable with like, I don't like that. I need to be grateful. I need to be grateful for things you do instead of questioning them or saying, I would have done this.
You
and
better
that.
Be grateful for me. Jeez.
Oh. No, not for you, for your surprises, because I do recall our date. And I've talked about it before, but it was so amazing. It was my birthday. And Otto said, I'm going to take you out. And I was like, all right, you know, pick me up. I mean, he was dressed to the nines,
hey now,
DJ
hey
style,
now.
His chain on and everything, you know. And he walks in with a globe in one hand and a bottle of wine in the other. And he says the wine is blah, blah. It was some kind of fancy wine. I don't know. And the globe, he said, because I'm going to show you the world.
Oh, my gosh. Dang. Where'd you guys go after that then?
Some fancy restaurant. What was it called?
To the bedroom. Come on, Danny.
That is not true.
So wait, you just gave her a globe with like no plane ticket, just a globe?
No, because I hadn't been
and
anywhere.
I went and showed her bedroom, which was showing her the world.
Otto, that is so not true. You're such a lie. Stop doubling down on the mentiro. So we went to eat. We had this really, it was such a fancy place that we had valet. Mm. You know, somebody parked the car for us, and it was just such a night, such a moment. And then we had after dinner.
I will
drinks.
Say, at that point in my life, I was in a very different tax bracket. So that big meal to me was a that meant a lot.
That was you going around the world.
But he knew beautiful. Me, right?
Love
because
it.
He knew I didn't have a passport. I was a young mom. I talk about this all the time. I had my daughter Kirsten when I was only 15. So I went to work. I've been working forever. You know, I was so lucky to fall into radio. I really am. And so that surprise I had nothing to do with. I need to let you do things more often without
telling
me
you.
Coming down on you, you know?
I could show you the world, Dana.
Well, I got my first passport.
Yeah. Oh my God. I think, you know what? One thing Otto brought up, different tax brackets and this and that. It doesn't matter about how much you spend. It's about the effort, and from the effort comes the creativity. And automatic displayed effort, just like our man Jack did earlier. And that's, I think, what your partner wants.
That's what it is. It's the knowing who you're with, paying attention, those little details. Mm-hmm. The globe meant so much because he knew I'd never been outside of the continental U.S. He knew I'd only been to, like, Juarez and Ojinaga. I'd never even been to a beach. And the importance of what you said, Anthony, it's not about the money, right? Because I don't even remember the name of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's when he walked through the door with those things. It's what he said to me that meant the most. It's the thought that counts. I swear to you, it really is. It really is. Are you down for him to make plans? And when's the last time he did something so amazing that you'll never
forget? Let's do it. Let's start off with some. I want to hear a man who's, you know, just something like what Otto did.
Amazing. Yeah. You know, just tell us your amazing story. Share it with us. 877-730-DCS1. Let's lift that man up in your life. Coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
When was the last time that he surprised you with something amazing that you want to talk about right now? Otto did this amazing thing for me. And, you know, I don't know why I don't let him surprise me, why I complain about things. I don't like that. I don't want that. That's not grateful. When he surprised me on my birthday, it was amazing. He walked in my apartment and he had a bottle of wine and he said, look, this wine comes from, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. He said, this globe is the reason, this globe represents me showing you the world. It was just so beautiful. You know, it was the most amazing surprise. And since then, I've just been so ungrateful and thought, this is not good to criticize your partner like that.
It's not good.
Because then they're like, give up. They're like, well, I don't want to surprise you then. And then I complain, won't you ever surprise me? Because you're so ungrateful. So I'm going to take line one. Maddie is on. Hi, Maddie. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. When's the last time you got surprised and you were so happy about it?
Well, I get surprised all the time with just kind of coming home from work and, you know, dishes being done and dinner being made. So I like to add that in there.
Whoa. Yes. Coming out with a hammock.
I wanted to mention last year I actually got proposed to by my now fiance, and he went all out. It was absolutely amazing. I told him I wanted to go to Elizabeth Ney Museum, which is a historic art museum in Austin.
Yeah.
So I show up with my friends, and he's like, I'll meet you there a little early. So I show up with my sister, my friends, and I walk around the corner, and there's a huge Marry Me sign. All of my family's there.
Oh,
he's bawling his eyes out. We've been together for 9 years. Yes, it was amazing.
Well, that's a beautiful, that's like proposal times a million.
Marriage, yes, I'm proposal. Very blessed.
Okay, what is this man. Wonderful man's name?
His name is Corey.
Well, say
shout
hi to Corey.
Also, shout out to your patience for 9 years, right? I knew of
9 years and he proposed.
You might have had some naysayers along that journey, but you guys are just, he seems like
proving everybody wrong.
Man.
And also the fact that you go home, it's the little things, right? Going home and not having dishes to do or dinner to cook, whatever the case is, it doesn't have to be a giant surprise. Like Anthony said earlier, it's just these little things knowing that you're going to be exhausted. Corey gets that, Maddie. He gets it.
Yes, he does.
Well, let us know when the wedding is. We'll crash it, okay? Love you. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Love y'all. Have a good day.
Appreciate
Hi, Brittany. It's the Dana Cortez Show. When's the last time he surprised you, and what did he do?
We actually recently had our 10-year anniversary.
Ah, and congratulations!
Go. So usually I am the planner in our family. I'm the one that does all the planning, sets up all the things, does all the vacations, gets it all put together. Mm-hmm. Well, on our 10-year anniversary, we got to fly to Key West, which was amazing.
Did you plan it?
I did. For a very long time, I planned it, and I got everything together, and I got all the details worked out, and was so proud of myself. And as soon as we arrived, you hear the butt in the story.
Yep.
I'm waiting.
As soon as we arrived, all of the waters were choppy, and we did not realize that there was a thing called Fantasy Fest going on at Key West.
Oh, no.
Oh, whoa now.
I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound so good.
It's not book related, which is what I initially thought.
Oh no.
So all of those plans that I made were just kind of dumped.
Yeah.
It was such an awesome experience because I didn't know what to do. I was super upset. And he took over.
Let's go.
So that entire week, he planned out all the dinners, which every place we ate was just amazing.
That's what I'm talking about.
We had a sunset dinner in Key West with Sean Paul playing. Sean Paul playing music. And, I mean, we sat there and enjoyed dinner every single night. He ended up finding the one boat that would go out on a sunset cruise.
Wow. Well, I know what this man got for his anniversary. Brittany, what is this wonderful man's name?
His name is Troy, and he is my favorite person in the world.
Oh, my. Well, he's one of my favorite people
in the
world,
Brittany.
Too.
He's becoming mine, too. He summoned Sean Paul. That's crazy.
As soon as you said Sean Paul Beach and sunset, I said, the man is amazing. Brittany, thank you for sharing your story. We love you. Bye. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kelly Osbourne and her mom, Sharon, accepted an award on behalf of the patriarch of the family, Ozzy Osbourne, recently. Nobody's talking about the award. Everybody online is being super ugly toward Kelly Osbourne, which just does not make sense to me. So some of the comments are just, I couldn't even read them because we'd get in trouble. I want you to hear Kelly Osbourne's clapback. She's telling the trolls, stay away from me. And then we're going to talk about this on the back end.
First, I want to start by saying I received so many lovely, lovely, lovely comments from people that have really helped me get through this time in my life since losing my father. But I also receive some disgusting, horrible, mean, brutal comments. And I'm just here sat like, what do you expect from me? What do you expect me to look like right now? The fact that I'm getting out of bed and facing my life and trying should be more than enough. You need to take a strong, hard look at yourself, because most of the things you're saying about me is how you feel about yourself. For example, you say that I look ill. Well, I am ill right now. My life is completely flipped upside down.
She's sick, and she's been talking about being sick, and she can't help what's happening to her. And people are like, oh my gosh, the Ozempic overload, and calling her disgusting things that I just am like, what is wrong with you? Some things, like I said, I can't even read because we'd get in trouble. There's
what illness is she suffering from?
She has not disclosed that. Well, she's depressed, first
of all. Obviously, yeah, because
she lost her father.
Yeah.
She lost her dad, but she was having problems before that as well. And
is that part of the reason she's had so much weight loss? Because, I mean, it is...
It's drastic.
It's drastic. She looks like a different person.
She was always
kind of a chubby kid.
That might be part of the reason, too, right there. When somebody calls you chubby, trust me, as somebody who was chubby growing up, that did nothing for me psychologically when it came to dealing with food. I mean, it is not nice to be called chubby. And I understand. I know you're trying to... I understand, Otto, that you're trying to describe her physique. But it seems like that's all we really pay attention to when it comes to stars or people in the public eye, is their physical appearance and just, damn, let me rip this person apart. You know who else had to go through this? Halsey.
Oh.
Halsey has some kind of immune disorder. She lost an incredible amount of weight. People were trolling her, saying the most hateful things. Are you sick? You look sick. And she finally came out and she was like, I am sick. Can I just keep it to myself? Do you have to be negative? And I'm a grown woman. Sometimes people will write the most hateful things to me, and I'll have 100 positive comments. Don't see any but the one hateful thing. I'm just like focused on that. You know, I look crazy. I look, what's wrong with me? You know, my hair, my face. It's horrible. Imagine our children have to go through this.
And it's all text communication, so you don't know how the other person's saying it on their end either. You know, like it always makes me like irk and get mad is when grown men do it to sports athletes, like to professional athletes or NFL players or NBA players or MLB players. And then they start posting hateful things or making memes about them. And I'm like, dude, you're an overweight guy in his 30s. What are you talking about?
I mean, it's just a new way to bully people. And 9 times out of 10, I'm sorry, the person who writes the hateful comment or writes something about the athlete or the actress or whatever, they don't even have a profile picture up. That's what, when you don't even have a profile picture up, I don't care about your comment.
I think this is petty, but I like it. There are some women online, when they get a hateful comment, they will find this person. Let's say they don't have a photo. They will do some internet investigation, find the person on Facebook, LinkedIn, or something. Yeah. They will take photos of them, write their comment, and then show the picture of them. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's giving the bully a little dose of their own energy.
It is. Is that right? Is it fair to do that? I don't know if it's fair.
Personally,
is it good?
I think it's fair. You started it. We'll end it.
I'm afraid to do stuff like that because I could just, I would do it all day. Like, I love that kind of stuff, so I won't do it. But be careful.
Little petty princess.
Look in the mirror before you write something and say, is this something I want someone to say to my daughter, my mother, my sister? Think about it.
I check myself constantly on comments because there's certain people you just don't see eye to eye with. And I will catch myself writing something really mean and bullyish. And then I'm like, do I really want to put that on the world?
Otto, you're the worst. You're the worst to trigger folks on Facebook on purpose. You do it all the time.
That's
you do
a whole other thing. That's different. But I'm talking about like when they're coming after me as DJ Automatic.
All right. How do you handle trolls online? And do you talk to your kids about it too? You should. Should be a great open line of communication there between you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.